It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brand. A federal appeals court in Charlotte heard arguments today on whether or not changes to North Carolina's voting law can go into effect before the November election. The changes were passed by the Republican-led General Assembly last year. Critics argue the laws restrict access to voting, particularly among minority groups. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk was at the oral arguments today. He joins us now. And Michael, first, which aspects of the voting law are we talking about? Which ones are set to take effect prior to the November elections?
There are really three that were the focus of the hearings today and have been the focus of the lawsuits to this point. And those are reducing the early voting period from 17 days to 10 days, no longer allowing same-day registration during early voting, and no longer counting ballots that are cast in the wrong precincts. The Justice Department is also challenging the voter ID provision, but that doesn't kick in until 2016, so that won't be part of this trial right now.
What kind of questions did the judges ask? Did they show any particular interest in any one side of the case?
They asked a lot of questions of both sides. It was this three-judge panel, and a lot of the questions focused on voter confusion. I mean, as you know, we're about a month away from this election, so one of the things they wanted to know was, let's say we decide to put some of these changes on hold, which, of course, county boards of elections are already going forward with. What is that going to do? Is that going to lead to mass voter confusion? So one judge, Diana Gribben-Motz, said that there's mass confusion in Wisconsin right now because of how courts have gone back and forth on voting changes there. Do the plaintiffs want that? The plaintiffs contended that no, that's obviously not what we want, and that since we'd be switching back to things that voters in North Carolina have been used to for a couple election cycles, it wouldn't be that bad. On the other side of that, Judge James Wynn talked about how he lives in North Carolina and knows that sometimes the precinct you're assigned to actually isn't the one that's closest to you. So really, couldn't it clear up confusion to allow people to vote in or to allow people to cast their ballots in the wrong precincts? Because that way, no matter where you go to vote, as long as you are actually in your county, your vote will be counted.
Well, Michael, the biggest objections to these changes have come on the grounds that they'll likely reduce minority turnout at the polls. How did the panel react to that argument?
That's really the entire focus of these lawsuits and of the hearing today, whether they violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and the Voting Rights Act by being discriminatory. So the Justice Department and others say that it does, that there's going to be a disproportionate impact on African Americans here. About a month ago, a federal district court judge, Thomas Schroeder, who decided at first not to grant an injunction, put these changes on hold, said that even though the data show that minorities do disproportionately use these things, early voting, same-day registration, casting ballots in the wrong precincts, that does not follow that by taking them away, it will lead to an inequality of opportunity. So what the lawyers for the Justice Department and others were really trying to get across today is that actually, yes, that will lead to an inequality of opportunity. And the reason that is the result is because of how much African Americans have come to rely on these things in North Carolina.
Well, and earlier this year, as you said, a judge said the changes could move forward. Today was an expedited appeal. Do you have any sense on when a decision might come down on this?
It's going to have to be soon because, I mean, the election's just around the corner. The judges did not say when they'll rule, but, I mean, we're about a month away from the start of early voting, less than that, if they decide we should go back to the full 17 days of early voting. And to give you an idea of how changes could play out, I talked to the head of the Mecklenburg County Board of Elections, and he said the early voting changes would be the biggest issue because, you know, the county doesn't have its own space. It has to rent these places to set up early voting. But doing same-day registration, bringing that back, and starting to count ballots that were cast in the wrong precinct, he said since his Board of Elections has done those things in the past, those would be changes that would not be too hard to make, even getting closer to the election.
All right, WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reporting on the oral arguments today on the changes to North Carolina's voting laws. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.